Well, today, of course, marks the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, which we commemorate every year. But, of course, because it has been 100 years, it's very, very special this year. And it's so lovely to see all of you here to honor those who gave and paid the ultimate sacrifice, particularly our uniform organizations who are here represented so well. And we give thanks also for all the work that the leaders do each week. This momentous occasion marks the armistice signed between the Allied forces of during World War I and Germany, of course, at Compiègne in France for the cessation of hostilities on the Western Front. And it took a place, as we know, at 11 o'clock in the morning, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. On that day, people in Britain celebrated by pouring out onto the streets and gathering in large places. Church bells were rung in towns and villages across the UK. And the days that followed, the traditions that we follow now, including the two-minute silence, began. You'll note throughout the day today, the bells also will play. You will hear them as a mark of respect. It was a time of joy, but of course it was also a time of counting the cost. Many had lost family and friends. Something between 700,000 and 800,000 men had lost their lives during the Great War. And so it is a time of remembering those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in their lives. We live in a democracy today because, of course, others gave their lives for us. We live with choices because others have given their lives before us. We live in relative stability because others have paid that sacrifice for us. For my generation, a generation who has not had first-hand experience of war, our response can only be one of gratitude. And so on this day, this needs to be our primary emotion. It needs to be the way that we see the world as we look back. And so from that point of gratitude, overwhelming gratitude, we then turn to think about our own motivations, our own sense of calling in life. We are a generation that perhaps sometimes finds it hard to get our eyes off ourselves and onto the world around us. And yet, this day of all days, this should be how we see the world and what we do, the lens through which we focus on the world around us. In both readings, there is mention of the ultimate sacrifice of dying for those whom we love. In the Gospel reading, greater love has no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. In Carverley, during the First World War, 55 men died in action. I think that's about 5% of certainly the male population, and certainly a much higher percentage of those men under 30. That meant that everybody will have known someone who died, a neighbor, a friend, a family member. And that is, at its heart, what today is all about. Remembering and giving thanks for those who laid down their lives, not just for their friends, not just for their fellow soldiers even, but for a cause that they believe in and fought for that was bigger than themselves. In the first lesson, St. Paul writes about the suffering and perseverance and character and hope that is required. For the men and women who lost their lives, we see that for them it was a time of hope for others that they suffered. To take those three ideas, suffering. It is clear that many suffered during the Great War, subsequently during World War II, and of course, all that has followed. No one, least of all soldiers, would see the deprivations and hardships of war in any other way. And yet, suffer they did, enlisting to do what they considered to be right. It was, of course, a decision that had implications for their families and for their communities and for their friends. And yet together, both soldiers and their families persevered at great cost. And that second idea of perseverance that comes out of that reading is, of course, something that was required by those soldiers and also by the nation. The result of that perseverance was a collective development of personal and national character that we pay tribute to today. It is a constant reminder that the character of our society, one that holds to fundamental values of maintaining human dignity, as we remember that all are made in the image of God. And so the future of the United Kingdom was secured by people, many of them in their late teens and early 20s, who fought for what they believed in, and for this today we pay tribute. So let our gratitude to be turned also to a sense of perseverance, of pride, and a focus on serving the community in ways that befit the great heritage that this nation has.